Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are looking back on the third round of the US Open Cup and looking forward to the best of this weekend's action. We'll dive into games to watch, US Open Cup storylines, and so much more, and we'll do it all in less than 10 minutes because here at Backheeled, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and talk soccer. All right, folks, let's talk about the third round of the US Open Cup. As you're listening to this, you'll know the draw for the round of 32. I don't yet know the draw, but let's still take a quick look back. We had three teams from outside the traditional, well, just already an untraditional US soccer pyramid that were still in this third round of the Open Cup. All three of them, unfortunately, lost over the last couple of days. RIP in particular to El Farolito, who lost 2-1 at the hands of the Oakland Roots of the USL Championship. A brutal moment for those of us that love El Farolito and fell in love with them in the Open Cup both this season and in seasons past. Before we get any further, I want to encourage folks to go check out John Morrissey's look at the third round of the Open Cup, pulling out some excellent superlatives over on backheel.com. These are must-read Open Cup recaps that John puts together, and they're a ton of fun, so go check those out on the site. A couple of other results that really stood out to me, though, from this third round. NYCFC 2, one of the MLS Next Pro teams that are controversially, frankly, included in this Open Cup this year, topped Hartford Athletic of the USL Championship by a 3-2 scoreline in Hartford. The Baby Pigeons, which is officially what we're calling them, John gave me the seal of approval on that in his piece. The Baby Pigeons advance. They are the lone MLS Next Pro representative in the round of 32. We had Maximo Carrizo finding a late winner in extra time against Hartford Athletic. Carrizo, 16 years old, from Connecticut in the first place, is a very, very highly rated prospect in the NYCFC system. It's a weird story that NYCFC 2 are as far as they are in this competition, but it is certainly an interesting one. One other result that popped out to me, Louisville City top Greenville Triumph 3-1. Louisville City are real, real good right now in the USL Championship, along with the Charleston Battery. Those teams played to a 3-2 thriller about a week ago now, a week and a half ago now on a Tuesday, Charleston winning that one 3-2. Both of those clubs still alive in the US Open Cup. Again, go check out backheel.com and John Morrissey's excellent look at the third round. We'll have plenty more coverage coming your way of the Open Cup as the tournament continues. A fun third round and more chaos certainly to come, more cup sets on the table as well. Now, let's look ahead to the weekend that's coming our way, starting with Major League Soccer. One game worth watching this weekend in MLS, one that you should not miss. I've got the matchup of last year's League's Cup Final between Inter Miami and Nashville SC. This game is on Saturday. It gives you a chance to watch the GOAT. There's only so many times we have left to watch the GOAT in MLS and around the world these days. Messi and Inter Miami will be facing off against Nashville. This game will be at Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's worth watching to see how Inter Miami continue to evolve and how they gain comfort with this roster that is still very much finding its footing under Tata Martino. And Nashville have been absolutely abysmal so far this season. They've struggled with injuries. They have not been particularly effective on the field. They've got 7 points from 7 games. They're sitting 14th in the Eastern Conference, only ahead of the New England Revolution. Can this be a get-right game for Nashville after an excellent Leagues Cup run last year? After they showed some promise throughout stretches of 2023, can they find that again in 2024? Maybe we'll learn more about that over the weekend. Shifting our attention to the NWSL, lots of great games this weekend. The one I've got my eye closest on is sort of a chaos matchup between the Portland Thorns and the Houston Dash. Let me tell you why. Mike Norris, formerly the head coach of the Portland Thorns, after 4 games this season, was elevated into a front office role, and now the team is currently looking for a manager while having an interim on the sidelines. This is crazy from the Portland Thorns. They had an entire offseason to make these changes, and they decide to wait until their regular season's off to a very, very poor start in the NWSL. They're currently sitting on the bottom of the table in the league right now. The attack is still very, very dangerous for Portland, but their defense and the goalkeeping has been abysmal so far through 4 games in 2024. So at the very least, it feels like we might get some fireworks in this game. I'm just curious to see what this team looks like going forward and if they can find some building blocks, Portland, for a future that is now less certain than it was even a few days ago. So that's the Portland side of this matchup. Let's look at the Houston side. Houston Dash, not a very good team right now. Their games have involved a bunch of goals. They've only had 1 scoreless game so far this season. All told, their other 3 games have had 15 goals, an average of 5 goals through their other 3 games. I think there will be goals in this game, probably most of them coming from Portland. Again, though, the Portland Thorns' backline and goalkeeping has not been good this year. But the reason why this is a chaos game, even off the field, between the Houston Dash and the Portland Thorns, Maria Sanchez, Mexican international winger slash wingback for the Houston Dash, signed over the offseason the richest contract in NWSL history that was surpassed fairly quickly by Mallory Swanson, but still one of the richest deals in the history of the NWSL. She, according to ESPN's Jeff Kasouf, wants a trade. She does not want to be in Houston anymore. This club has not found really any stability. They hoped by bringing in Fran Alonso and locking up Sanchez to a long-term deal that they would start to have some foundation for the future. That does not seem to be the case. Can things be worked out in Houston between Maria Sanchez and the club or not? And if not, what do things look like without her on the field? Time will tell, but I am fascinated by all the storylines happening in this game. Houston Dash taking on the Portland Thorns on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. One last note on the NWSL. We're really ramping up our women's soccer coverage over on backheel.com. Multiple great pieces out over on the site this week. We've got a look at Alyssa Thompson and her decline and stall sort of in development from Evan Davis. It's a fascinating piece that applies both to Angel City NWSL fans and also really to U.S. Women's National Team fans as well. Excited that we've got Evan on board writing stuff for us this year. You've certainly read him in the past over for The Equalizer. And then JJ Post, debuting a 14 NWSL Thoughts column where he dives into every team in the NWSL, pulling out one musing that he has on that team. It's an excellent piece. It should be out by the time you're listening to this episode. Go check out the NWSL stuff that we've got cooking on the site. It's good stuff. Finally, let's get to the USL Championship, the game that I've got my eyes on most closely this weekend. It's a Western Conference clash between the top two teams right now in the Western Conference, Orange County taking on Sacramento Republic. Both teams on 12 points. Orange County have the edge on goal difference right now. These two teams have been hot to start the season. There's a sense, and John Morrissey has written about this over for us on the site, there's a sense that maybe there's a little overperformance happening with Orange County right now. Sacramento Republic still trying to find their top groove. They are absolutely one of the favorites to win trophies this year in the USL. These two teams are red hot right now in the USL Championship. Things are still wide open to start the season. Orange County taking on Sacramento Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. This one's worth a watch. All right, folks, that is it for this episode of The Backheeled Show. If you enjoyed, go check out backheeled.com and subscribe for plenty more in-depth, high-quality American soccer coverage. For now, enjoy the weekend full of soccer action, and we'll be back again next week.